And boom, we are back. Welcome to another episode of The Sweet Spot, brought to you by The Racing Post. A very happy new year to you, the first one of 2026. Hope you had a good Christmas. And as ever, joined by the Inform, I'll call you the Inform, Steve Palmer. Steve, did you have a good Christmas?
Thanks, Dave. Yes, very much. A happy new year. Always like to put emphasis on the new there, just to be a little bit quirky. So happy new year. Good Christmas. Yeah, I mean, obviously Santa Shaper came to the rescue. Jade and Trey Shaper winning the last two events of the season was great news for Christmas. And then Luke Littler kickstarted 2026 by winning the World Darts Championship. So yeah, two very small men, Dave, Jade and Trey Shaper and Luke Littler, had a giant impact on my festive period. So yeah, I'm glad to see you looking well, Dave. I certainly am.
Well, yeah, I was going to get onto that. Two young men have made your Christmas or New Year, yeah, if you like. A 24-year-old and an 18-year-old. But listen, there's going to be loads and loads and loads of golf chat. I want to start with the darts because I know you were all over Luke Littler. Never a moment's doubt. You previewed the show, previewed the tournament with Sam and Henry on our darts preview show. The pair of you were all over him and it was smooth sailing.
Yeah, just the world's greatest sportsman. I mean, I've had stick when I bring up that topic in pubs with friends. They can't handle the fact that a darts player is the world's greatest sportsman. But I just think every time he's at the hockey, he just cements that status as the world's greatest sportsman. You know what he's achieved at the age of 18. And I just hope he finally gets the respect he deserves. I don't think he gets enough respect. I mean, I hope the bookmakers don't give him the respect he deserves, because this is a Phil Taylor we've got in our midst here, but he doesn't go off Phil Taylor prices. This is what I was discussing on before the World Championship. Yeah, Phil Taylor used to go off way odds on Luke Littler after the draw was made in the World Darts Championship. So 2 weeks before it starts, after the draw was made, he got a very kind draw. 11 to 10, he was odds against to win the tournament. So I think there may be an updating of the philosophy of the bookmakers in the months to come. But because I know there's more strength and depth in the darts world now, but he's clearly so far ahead of the rest. And for me, world's greatest sportsman, clearly the best darts player by an absolute mile. And hopefully can stay at backable prices for a little bit longer.
Okay, all good. Right, let's park the darts then. We're here for the golf. You're here, of course, on the Racing Post YouTube channel. Do remember to like, comment, subscribe, hype us as well in YouTube land. Do get involved. We want to hear from you. It was lovely to hear so many of you keeping the faith with Jaden Shaper as well, going back to back at the end of the year, as Steve mentioned there. Let's go to that review then. Let's go straight to it, because there is no golf, immediate golf, this week. We're going to look ahead. Players to follow. Steve's going to give you his acca for the majors in 2026. But let's look back before we look forward. And as you've already mentioned, Steve, a very pleasing end to the year.
Yeah, Jade and Trey Shaper winning back-to-back DP World Tour playoffs with an eagle. I mean, it was a spectacular finish to both tournaments. He needed an eagle to win the Alfred Dunhill, because Sean Norris played that hole pretty well. But Ryan Gerrard in the Mauritius Open was hacking his way up the second playoff hole. So a birdie would almost certainly have been enough for Shaper to win that playoff. But he signed off in spectacular fashion. I mean, this will lay the foundation for a glorious career, I feel. I mean, Jaden Trey Shaper, he opened with 269s in Mauritius, then 64-64 over the weekend. So 22 under par. And just fully focused throughout. Because I had to fight that battle with a lot of people, not just with you, because a lot of people suspecting that, you know, he down tools after the maiden win, perhaps be a little bit, carefree and, let the win go to his head, celebrate, whatever. But a very grounded man, Jaden Trey Shaper. You know, had a battle with Graham Woods, who's in charge of the newspaper product. You know, he's in charge of what goes on in the newspaper. And he said, do we really need God-fearing Jaden Shaper? And I made the case. It's a very important point to make because you know, Jaden Trey Shaper was never going to go off the rails after that first win. And you could tell as soon as he teed up in Mauritius, bang on it, wasn't he? He even said it. He did a bit little commentary stint during the start of the Mauritius Open. He was talking about how he's not going to do as much scuba diving as he normally does in Mauritius, because he wants to conserve energy, because he knows it took a bit out of him last week. So I just thought it was so professional for a young man, as you say. I was really impressed with how he went about his business in Mauritius. And, there was plenty of reason to do so, because he tops the race to Dubai. If you had a look at the race to Dubai standings, I mean, he's in a fantastic position in that now. I mean, it's such a long way to go, but I'll be stunned if he's not at the DP World Tour Championship. He's already done enough, I feel, to get there. And, you know, got a fair chance of winning the whole thing. So, yeah, long live Jaden Trey Shaper. What a player, going from strength to strength.
Well, fair play to you, Steve. I mean, not often players go back-to-back, but to actually tip a player to go back-to-back as well is ballsy.
Yeah. And we got a bit of stick for it from one of our least favourite commentators, you know, because we had Jaden Trey Shaper and Casey Jarvis, number one and number two picks for the second week running. And it was described as stinky tipping by one of our least favourite commentators. And then he deleted that comment when they finished first and third. So pretty stinky commenting, if you ask me, Dave.
I decided to get rid of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I often think you've got 10 burner accounts just winding me up. But Casey Jarvis, you know, led round one, round two, round three. You know, Casey Jarvis at 33-1. You know, maybe we would have preferred him to win. I'm not sure. Yeah, obviously we had bigger stakes on Jaden Trey Shaper. I was undecided who I wanted to win. I love them both. Casey Jarvis, keep him on your side. Yeah, what a talent. Winning from the front. Yeah, winning your maiden title from the front is much harder. And as I say, he was leading for 3 days. But he's blessed. He's got magic hands. And I think Casey Jarvis will win in the year to come, the year we're in now, finally.
Okay, well, we're going to ask you for a couple of players to follow in 2026. So maybe, just maybe, will be one of those. I've got a few things to fire at you for 2026 then, Steve. Just look ahead. Just a few, before we get into the majors, ACCA, which I'm sure everyone is here for, to hear your thoughts on the big event in 2026. The first thing I'm going to ask you is, will we see the GOAT tier up in competitive golf in 2026? Will we see Tiger Woods play?
Oh, I think that ship may have sailed. I mean, maybe the next time we see him will be on the seniors tour. You know, Tiger Woods has suggested that he quite likes the idea of playing on the Champions Tour. I think there's more chance of seeing Charlie Woods in action in a decent event than Tiger Woods. I mean, the body's just let go, isn't it? You know, we all let go at a certain age. You know, I got all sorts of aches and pains. You know, Tiger's been under the knife so many times now, hasn't he? You know, is the appetite still there for competition, particularly with a young son who's got huge potential to make an impact in the game? So I feel like Tiger's focus is switching to Champions Tour for himself. Have a bit of fun on there. If he doesn't start winning immediately on the Champions Tour, I think he'd knock it on the head. But then and then concentrating on Charlie. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Tiger's just gone. Yeah, physically gone. And it's a great shame.
Okay, well, I'm clinging on to that. Who knows? The player that we've adopted here on the sweet spot, Mr. Penge on the PGA Tour. How do you think he's going to go?
I think he'll have a lot of fun out there. Yeah, I love Marco Penge. I think he's got all the tools to compete on the PGA Tour. I think, I think he'll settle quite quickly. And I think there's certain tournaments you could see him doing really well in. Yeah, I hope he's bound to have a team of advisors around him, picking out the events that are good for him. He's probably going to play as many as he possibly can, isn't he? Which is fair enough. But yeah, something like the Mexico Open. Yeah, I can see him falling in love with that track. A maiden PGA Tour title for Marco Penge would be joyous. Because as you say, he's a friend of the sweet spot, and we'll love him to the day we die. But it's possible. Yeah, I'm not expecting him to turn up and not make an impact. I think by the end of the year, stateside golf fans, if they haven't already heard of Marco Penge, will be well aware of him.
Him and his length. Yes.
Yes. Sure. Oh yeah, he's got length. The Italian stallion.
Okay, I'm not going to get bogged down into golf politics, but what will it make any difference to the LIV Golf whatsoever going from 54 to 72 holes?
Well, yeah, the world ranking guys will be all over that, won't they? So it'll please the world ranking guys. They've still got that element of the team competition, which is upsetting the world ranking guys because, you know, a couple of players, was it Sebastian Munoz, sort of suggested he was lagging a putt to win the team prize a couple of years ago, and that freaked out the world ranking guys. So yeah, I mean, to get the world ranking points, I guess they need to eliminate make the team event less part of it. But then, you know, they always say the team event is what brings them all to it, and this, you know, they don't talk about the big bucks. I mean, Brooks Koepka's departed.
Well, I was going to get on to Brooks Koepka. What of Brooks this year? What of him?
What of him? I mean, does he even want to play any golf? You know, he's saying he wants more time with his family, which is what they always said when they joined Liv, didn't they? Oh, yeah, the lighter schedule. I can spend more time with my family. I mean, does he want to spend 52 weeks of the year with his family? Is he actually going to bother playing any golf? I mean, obviously, he still qualifies for majors due to his majors record, and but those exemptions will run out eventually. Brooks Koepka. I mean, didn't Rory McIlroy made some positive comments, didn't he, about we'll find a way to get him back on? I mean, he gets on well with Brooks Koepka, does Rory. They hang out in Florida a lot back home. So I think Rory, if he still has got that influence with the PGA Tour bigwigs,
which he has all day long,
I think he has. Then he'll probably have a word and say, look, just create a new criteria that gets Brooks Koepka on. You know, if you've got the initials,
if you're Rory's friend, you're on.
Yeah, that's it. Category 16B. If your initials are BK. And you're not associated with Burger King, you're allowed on. Something like that. They'll find a way. Because they want, you know, do we want Brooks Koepka back on the PGA Tour? I do. I do. And I think the PGA Tour guys do. They get more people watching if they do. Yeah, they're both sides of the Atlantic, the bigwigs have got a tough start to the year. Because the DP World Tour bigwigs have got, you know, get their rules in place where they can let John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton do what they like. So they can play what they like, get on the Ryder Cup team, and then on the PGA Tour, they got this issue with Brooks Koepka. So, the big wigs, I feel for the big wigs because, it's like, how far do you take your principles? You know, the DP World Tour banned John Rahm. Great principles, guys, but nobody's going to, you know, so many more people are going to watch if John Rahm's playing in one of your events. Yeah, it's we're getting into philosophy early doors and sweet spots.
It's all about the cheddar. It's all about the Wonga.
I know you're a big fan of cheddar. I'll take you to the Cheddar Gorge one day. It's a lovely set of
I've been there. Wonderful place.
I mean, quite interesting place, isn't it? Because the temperature is always the same no matter what. you'd think like a cave in the current temperatures might be quite a nice place to hang out. Might even be warmer than the outside. I know you love your cheddar, Dave, but don't give up on your principles.
Not me specifically, but the people making the decisions, it'll always have an impact. That's for
what
sure.
I will say is when you're lying on your deathbed and you're caked in cheddar and you smell of cheese, and you've got no principles, are you going to go to sleep a happy man? Are you going to go to sleep feeling good about yourself? I mean, don't give up on your principles, Dave.
Okay, this has got far too deep for me already. Right, I've got just a general question to ask you. Can 2026 golf match 2025 golf for the drama and I suppose just the occasions and the events that occurred, McIlroy's Masters and, of course, Europe winning the Ryder Cup? What are we looking forward to in 2026? You know, what are the key moments ahead of us?
Yeah, fair question. I mean, the lack of a Ryder Cup obviously is the big void there. The President's Cup never as exciting. But you must remember how dull the Open Championship got. You know, Leo Scheffler, the Scheffler running away with the Open Championship, you know, the most exciting tournament of the year for many people. I mean, it's always between the Masters and the Open. The Masters has never been more exciting, but the Open was a damp squib. So if we can get a better Open, then maybe it'll level it out. I mean, I'm not a soothsayer, Dave. I'm not a soothsayer, I'd like to think that 2026 has the potential to be as exciting as 2025.
Let's hope so. One final one before we get into the major, Zacha. I don't know if he's still on the back of your phone, but what of your man Xander Schauffele? Yeah. Obviously, he's been plagued by injury, but he's one of the best golfers in the world. Are we going to see him light up 2026?
Yeah, he's still on the back of my phone. I think I promised to get Michael Thorbjørnsen on there if he won a tournament, didn't I? Xander's
still on there. Get him out of the bin first, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's still in your bin, isn't he?
Yeah.
Xander Schauffele, as we like to call him. I think he's in for a big 2026, and he's heavily involved in our discussion about the forthcoming majors. Yeah. I think you're going to see the real X-Man this year.
Good. Okay, well, don't give too much away. Are we expecting decisions to be made on who's going to lead the European Ryder Cup team by the end of this year?
Yeah. I'd say fairly soon. Yeah, they like to get it wrapped up quickly. I think by the end of the month, we'll know.
How do you bet on Donald carrying on?
I think the more time Luke Donald spent at home, away from the players and with his family, like over Christmas, he wouldn't have seen many of the players. I'd be surprised if he stays on. I'd be really surprised if he stays on because I think the legacy is set.
They wouldn't have met up over Christmas for like a a bit, would they? Like the team?
What, the
they're
team?
All going to be a part. The European, you know, you mentioned, you know, spent time away. They don't meet up that often anyway, do they?
No, I don't know. I mean, yeah, he just wouldn't have people in his ear, would he? He would have zoned out. And I think his lady wife probably would have said to him, come on, Lou. Come on, baby. Let's put that.
Maybe she's one of these wives that, you know, just wants to keep him happy. You do what makes you happy.
Yeah, but is he going to do it out of duty? I mean, will it even make him happy? I mean, I think he'd be doing it out of duty now more than anything. And I think he's done his bit. He's set new records as a captain. I'd be surprised. I think he'll potentially tarnish his legacy if he goes there and loses. Which we have to be aware of as a possibility. If by some stretch that John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton are not allowed to play in it, you know, suddenly the Americans, you know, you never know how these teams are going to, it's such a big gap between Ryder Cups.
Yeah.
You never, you know, the American side might be amazing by the time that come around. If you're watching Luke, I'm probably not going to have as much influence as his lady wife on him, no matter what I call him. Come on, my little spicy bean burger. Let's go to the rodeo one more time, eh? Spicy bean burger. That's a great nickname for a loved one. I'll try that.
If
later
not, on. Is it? It's Molinari, right? If not, surely.
Yeah. I don't think Luke Donald will want to do it. I hope he does as a European, but I don't think he will. Francesco Molinari seems to be in line for it. I mean, I prefer Padraig Arrington in Ireland. I think Padraig Arrington would be a great choice, but it seems like Francesco Molinari is the next in line. I suppose Francesco Molinari working well with his brother, you know, Eduardo Molinari is the stats man, provides all this. Just, you know, Eduardo Molinari, he's an unsung hero of the Ryder Cup wins. And I suppose that would be a very, very strong alliance if the captain and the stat man are actual siblings. So I can see why Francesco would be considered. I'd still prefer Padraig Arrington because I'm a massive Padraig Arrington fan. You're probably right. And Tiger Woods, you know, on the subject of the Ryder Cup, I know you're darting from subject to subject here, Dave. We'll get on to West Ham in a minute.
Yeah, well, listen. No, we will not. I just
want to talk about Tiger Woods, because he made a fascinating comment when he was interviewed the other day at the Hero World Challenge that no one has asked him. He claimed, I find it very difficult to believe, but he claimed nobody has asked him if he wants to be Ryder Cup captain next time. The question has not been posed.
And did he sort of give a hint as to what his answer would be? Worried to be asked?
No, he's like a politician in certain situations, Tiger. He says so little, and he's such an alpha male that he's not worried about how awkward it can get in certain situations. Yeah. Where you've got to be like, politicians are great here when they just repeat the same answer again and again and again and in the career. Like he was like that, and he just kept saying, "Well, they haven't asked me," so he didn't want to get drawn on whether he'd say yes. So they haven't asked me. I mean, I find it astonishing they haven't asked him. He's clearly the man for the job. I mean, yeah, he'd be welcome with open arms over there. It would help the Americans to have him over there. He's great mates with JP McManus, isn't he? Going to JP McManus country. I think Tiger Woods is such an obvious choice for it, but he hasn't been asked yet. So, yeah, fascinating times. Tiger Woods, Francesco Molinari, if that happens, you know, they had a very famous singles match where we won't go into that. I'm boring myself with that.
It's all good. What I will say, if you haven't seen it, check out Rory McIlroy on the Overlap podcast. Some unbelievable insight into the dynamics and the team, Molinari's role, just how in-depth, you know, their preparation and everything that goes in. I thought it was really, really interesting. So if you've not seen that, McIlroy reappeared on the Overlap with the likes of Roy Keane, Gary Neville, whatever. But really interesting stuff on the Ryder Cup. So make sure, after, of course, you've consumed all the Racing Post shows, jump on there and have a look at the Overlap. Do get involved with us in the comments as well. Any of the above just mentioned that I've fired at Steve. If you've got a view on it, do get involved and we'll read them out on next week's show. Right, let's get into it then. It's what the people have come here waiting for, the Steve Palmer 2026 Majors ACCA. Steve, I know you like to go chronologically, so let's start with the Masters in April. What are your thoughts? We have got the front two in the market are obviously the same for all four tournaments. What are your initial thoughts on the Masters?
Yeah, the Masters is the start of our ACCA. It's almost 20,000 to one, this ACCA. 19,844 to 1, and obviously the place part of that, if you're playing a quarter of the odds, is 218 to 1. So Scottie Scheffler will get our ACCA going 7-2 to win the Masters. I think using him for the Masters is the most sensible option here. Won the Masters in 2022, won the Masters in 2024. Defending champions have a poor record at the Masters. So I think this pattern of winning every 2 years will continue for Scheffler. Accurate iron play, the key to success at Augusta. And Scheffler continues to dominate that statistic. So consistent on approach. Surely he'll be in contention in April. And bear in mind, he was winless going into last year's winless for the year going into last year's Masters. Do you remember? He had that terrible incident with the pasta, rolling the pasta with the wine bottle, cut his hand. So he had a delayed start to his 2025. You know, his Masters preparation wasn't as good as it normally is. This year, providing there's no dramas with the pasta, he obviously learned his lesson. We all learn our lessons from mistakes rather than successes, don't we? He wouldn't have been rolling any pasta over Christmas. He's going to come back. His practice regime will be tighter. He'll make a faster start to 2026. And by the Masters, he probably would have got a win under his belt, even if he hasn't. His Masters record, fantastic. 19, 18, 1, 10, 1, 4. Won by three shots in 2022. Won by four shots in 2024. He's just clearly the man to beat. You know, it's going to be difficult for Rory. All the fanfare following him. As I say, defending champions don't play well at Augusta traditionally. So, yeah, Scheffler to get the ball rolling.
Is that what is that stat looking like, defending champions? You mentioned how poor it is. Have we got a number how many times it's been done?
I haven't brought a number to the table for you, Dave. But, yeah, I mean, you know, the attention on Rory McIlroy in April is going to be intense, isn't it? Yeah, Scheffler, as I say, he's got this pattern of winning every 2 years. It just seems sensible. If you look, you know, obviously you want to use Scheffler in your major, Zachary. You must make this point to punters. You can only use a player once, you know, related contingencies. You're not allowed to put the same player in twice. So it's a case of you have to use Scheffler in your major, Zachary. It'd be crazy not to. It's not like we need to have bigger prices to get the prices up. It's a 20,000-1 chance, for Pete's sake. If you look here, which major is he most likely to win? Which major would be shocked if he's not in contention for? It's definitely the Masters.
Right. Okay. Well, we will move on, but there's one player I've got to ask you about for the Masters, and that is Ludvig Aubert. He's third in the market behind Scheffler and Rory. And if he's going to win one, it feels like it's going to be this one.
Yeah, because he came so much closer to winning last year than the record books state. Bogey, triple bogey finish. Yeah, that last hole, he felt like he needed a birdie and messed up. Yeah, just hacked his way out of the hole. Ludvig Aubert, maximum respect. Seriously considered him. But, it's funny. Augusta is the place where accurate approach play is the key to success, and Ludvig Aubert's weakness is approach play. It's surprising he's done so well there. Ludvig Aubert, don't get me started on Ludvig Aubert, Dave. He's actually not in the major, Zaka, but he's the one that came close. He's the one that came closest to getting in on various occasions. Yeah. It hurts me.
All right, let's try and pick up the pace then. In May, the PGA Championship, Aronimink in Philadelphia. I'm not sure about that pronunciation. What do we know about the track and who are we going with?
Xander Schauffele, available around the 20-1 mark. So I think the first two majors of the year will go to Americans. I think Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters for a third time. I think Xander Schauffele wins the USPGA for a second time. You remember that was his maiden major win, Dave, 2024. Valhalla, 21 under par. So a very low score in USPGA. I think you mentioned the course. I think Aronimink will serve up a low scoring USPGA. We've seen the course in the FedEx Cup playoffs before. The 2018 BMW Championship was at Aronimink. And they found it very straightforward, the guys. Schauffele came into that event in dire form. He had just finished 68th of 71 in the Bridgestone Invitational, no cut event, then 35th in the USPGA, missed the cut in the Northern Trust, 49th in the Dell Technologies Championship. So in terrible nick coming to the 2018 BMW Championship, fell in love with the course. 63, 64, 67, 67, finished third, lost by a shot. So when Schauffele saw that Aronimink was picked for the USPGA, I think he would have been very, very happy. And you must remember, Dave, you know, I mentioned Scheffler's issues at the start of last year, pasta dramas. You know, Schauffele had had more significant issues at the start of last year, like rib problems. Rib problems take ages to heal. You know, he had to take so much time off practice, ease his way in. The doctors actually told him, you can't hit many balls. You know, it wasn't until the Open in July that we saw the old Xander Schauffele turn up. You know, around the time of the Open, it looked like he was getting back to his best. And then he ended the year by winning the Bay Current Classic. Did you watch much of that? It was in Japan through the night. You probably missed it. But Xander Schauffele ended the year with a win in Japan. Hasn't played since. First Christmas as a father. Down tools, thrown himself into it. I think he eases his way into 2026. Peaks for May. So by May, I think Schauffele is in peak condition. Five of his seven USPGA starts have resulted in a top 20 finish. So, yeah, Schauffele's your man for Ronnie Mink.
Marvellous. Have you got your phone with you, Steve?
Yes.
Show us the back of it then. Come on, he's your man.
Yeah, yeah, he's still there and we'll love him forever. Xander Schauffele, a very, very impressive specimen. Yeah, he's part of our team.
Okay, right. US Open in June at Shinnecock in New York. Thoughts? Who are we going with? Obviously, I mentioned, you know, the market looks the same. It's Scheffler, it's McIlroy. Who are we going with?
We're going with Tommy Fleetwood around the 20-1 mark. There's a bit of 28-1 around over the Christmas period, hoovered up by the Shrewdies. I mean, Americans are going to win the first two majors of the year, Dave. Then the Europeans take over for the second two. The US Open looks a golden opportunity for Fleetwood to win a first major. He's a links master. Shinnecock is a links-style track. It's on Long Island in New York.
Yeah.
He fell in. You might remember it, Dave, from 2018.
I do not. Yeah.
It was a really, really exciting US Open. I mean, Romford might have had some golden plate going on that night that took your mind to Romford. But if you were watching that US Open, you would have loved it because Tommy Fleetwood closed with a 63 at Shinnecock Hills and put the willies up at Brooks Koepka. Fleetwood finished runner-up, lost by a shot to Brooks Koepka. Amazing Sunday performance. So Fleetwood returning to a course on which he's absolutely proven at the peak of his powers, I think you'd agree, though. I mean, Tommy Fleetwood, the absolute peak of his powers, winning the Tour Championship at the end of August, huge step forward in his career, overdue maiden title on the PGA Tour. You know, remember all those dramas in Travelers Championship? Remember the tears in the Travelers Championship? It was heartbreaking to see when it. And then, you know, he did so well, such resilience to get over that heartbreak. You remember Keegan Bradley pipped him. You must remember that day. Keegan Bradley pipped him, and Fleetwood fans crestfallen. But then a few months later, he was winning the Tour Championship. Massive monkey off the back. We love talking about monkeys off the back on Sweets.
But that's I remember biggest... I've done in 2 weeks because I know that much as well.
yeah. I've been digging that one out for Ryan Searle over the World Championship.
I did say that.
That's probably the biggest monkey I've ever seen come off anyone's back. Yeah, we're talking about King Kong. So King Kong's come off Fleetwood's back at Eastlake. And from there, you know, absolute colossus in the Ryder Cup. Finished the DP World Tour season like an absolute train. You know, won the India Championship. I think Fleetwood, at the age of 35, can make his major breakthrough. And the US Open is a perfect spot for it. He's finished in the top five in the US Open three times.
Okay, well, if you told me that Fleetwood was going to be in the Acca, I might have thought it was going to be come July in the Open Championship because, you know, it's a local track to him, right? We're at Royal Birkdale. I would have thought that he would have been earmarked for this one. He's obviously not. You've given us a clue that it's a European. So who is it?
It is Rory McIlroy. Don't know if you've ever heard of him, Dave.
I have, yeah.
Rory McIlroy completed the career Grand Slam last year. I think this year he achieved something even more significant, completing the Racing Post Sport 2026 Majors Acca. I mean, if he does that, almost certainly enough to retain his BBC Sports Personality of the Year award. if he brings home the Acca, I will just put speed dial on and vote for him like 10,000 times for win Sports Personality of the Year. Probably use up all my winnings. It's been a long time since McIlroy won the Open, Dave. 2014.
Wow.
Remember it well. They got the tournament done just before the heavy rain came down at Royal Liverpool. So he's bringing the jug into the media center and the the media centre is almost getting crushed by the weight of the rain. So it was really fortunate to get in before the monsoon. A second open. I mean, we've been waiting too long for a second open title for Rory McIlroy. 8 times he has finished in the top 8 in the Open. Wow. Always plays well in the. He's just always up there in the Open now. Never been better equipped to handle links golf, I'd say. He's got such a range of shots now. He's never had a bigger range of shots. His approach play has never been more consistent. He's a better putter than he's ever been. I think Royal Birkdale will be at his mercy in July. When Royal Birkdale last hosted the Open, this is testing your memory because that was way back in 2017, Dave. I don't know what you're up to in 2017. But McIlroy closed with a 67 for fourth place, despite arriving in dismal form. His form figures in his 4 tournaments prior to that one were miscut, 17, miscut, miscut. Almost certainly going to arrive at Royal Birkdale in better fettle in July. He likes coming to Merseyside. I mentioned Royal Liverpool. You know, Royal Liverpool, not far from Royal Birkdale. I can see more Merseyside glory for Rory McIlroy.
Marvellous. Right, give us a roundup then. Remind us of what the ACCA is. The 2026 Steve Palmer Golf Majors ACCA is.
Scotty Scheffler to win the Masters. Xander Schauffele to win the USPGA. Tommy Fleetwood to win the US Open. And Rory McIlroy to win the Open Championship.
And Rory to bring the house down. My very limited research and homework on the 2026 majors. I come across that the US Open is going to be staged at Pebble Beach in 2027. And do you know what? I fancy it, Steve. Do you think we can get a sweet spot on the road to Pebble Beach?
Blimey, that would be nice, wouldn't it? God, goodness me, you're looking a long way ahead, didn't you, Dave? I'm the complete opposite. I try and narrow the focus to, unless I have to, like I had to with the majors.
Well, I noticed it and I thought I fancy it. So I'm going to try and get out there for it.
That'd I like your ambition, Dave. I really respect that. And hopefully we can somehow pull that off. But yeah, we got to make sure.
I'm going to try and go with or without you, Steve. So.
Oh, no. Fair enough. But I just don't like to look that far ahead. Because you're far from guaranteed to be alive, are you, Dave? You have to be aware of your mortality. My lady wife's getting bargains. She's trying to get bargains on the Christmas lights. Because the Christmas lights are an all-time price low in the first week of January. My wife's very, very clever, very thrifty, seeking out the bargains. And I was just thinking, you're spending money now on something that you don't need until, 12 months down the line. I think it's just...
Live long and prosper, Steve. Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper. I mean, Luke Littler's 4-5 to win the next World Darts Championship. Does that interest you? He's still not getting the respect he's doing. Yeah, just the same price as he was for this one. I think he should be much shorter than that. But I'm not prepared to wrap up funds for 12 months.
I could have a few. Get a few bets running up. Not a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you could do every time you have a winner, you just put a little bit on Luke Littler. And then by the time it comes around, you could have a lovely, lovely nest egg that's waiting to hatch.
Indeed. Right, let's talk players to follow then. I want one from you from the DP World Tour and the PGA Tour and the Live. No, I don't want one for the Live. So we want 2 DP World Tour and the PGA Tour. Let's start with the Europeans then. Who is the man to follow in 2026?
Yeah, I think if you're just going to follow one man every time he plays on the DP World Tour, I think it's Wenyi Ding. I mean, we're big Wenyi Ding fans on Sweet Spot. I think he'll win soon. I think he'll shed that maiden tag fairly soon. I think he'll establish himself as the greatest player in Chinese golf history. I mean, at the moment, Hao Tong Li and Ashen Wu are the two that the Chinese golf fans love. They've won a total of 9 DP World Tour events between them. I think Wenyi Ding's going to be better than both of them. Long enough, straight enough, decent on the greens. Just needs to tighten up the approach play a bit, and I think the victories will flow. He's really young. He's only just turned 21. Turned 21 in November. Oh, yeah. World's his oyster. Magnificent amateur career. He was world number 3 amateur. Turned pro in October 2024. So, yeah, I think Ding wins soon. He's the man if you want. If you like that tactic of following a player every time they play.
Wow, I think you forget how young he is. 21, wow.
Yeah, it's a young man.
Okay, right, he is the man to follow on the European Tour. What about the PGA Tour?
Adrien Dumont de Chasseur. Delighted he's back on the PGA Tour. not just because I love saying his name. I think he's ready to contend for a maiden PGA Tour title. I think he's more ready this time round. His second stint on the PGA Tour, and he was absolutely brilliant on the Korn Ferry Tour last season, as he was on the Korn Ferry Tour when he first got onto the PGA Tour. I mean, he's too good for the Korn Ferry Tour. He won a Korn Ferry Tour event by 7 shots in October, Dave. 7 shot victory, 33 under par. So an absolute birdie machine. He's 25 now. I think he'll nail a big price win. You know, it's up to us. I don't like backing a player every time they go. It's not my style. I like to focus on each event, but I think he's going to win at a big price at some point this year. Right. We need to work out where that's going to be, Dave. And we'll enjoy that one.
Okay, well, a chance for YouTube commentators to flex here. Give us your players to follow. And listen, if you flag one up and as and when he wins, you jump back in the comments and say, oi, remember at the start of the year I told you? So yeah. Get involved with us. Let us know. I'm going to put one to you, Steve. Akshay Bhatia. I think he's going to have a big year. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, full of talent, isn't he? Full of talent. Some of his off-course antics concern me a bit. I think his wife now, I think he has married her. She seems very keen on the social media side of things and might get him down some dark alleys and on the social media. That concerns me a little bit. His body's a bit brittle. He has a few injury issues here and there. He complained about his mental health in the middle of last year. So I think there's a few little concerns about his company. And his resilience, but in terms of talent, he's got bundles of it. And again, I wouldn't like you to back him every time he plays. I'd like to pinpoint.
He's only 23 as well. 23.
Yeah, he's only a baby. So we'll pinpoint the time. I'd be surprised if we don't back him at some point this year. You got to get your timing right. It's all about timing in this game.
Okay, marvellous, marvellous, marvellous. Right, special bets then. I know you've been burning the midnight oil, scouring across all the bookmakers for the mistakes, the ricks, the things that have slipped through the net. What you got for us?
Yeah, I just there's one special I particularly like above all others, and that's the one we'll give you now. It's a player we've already mentioned. I think he's in for an enormous year. I think he would have had a really enjoyable Christmas. I think he'll know himself that he's never been more dangerous. I think the major setups ahead of him are perfect. It's Tommy Fleetwood. Sorry, that's the most drawn out build up ever to to a tip.
Yeah, what about him though? Tommy Fleetwood?
Tommy Fleetwood to win a major. Tommy Fleetwood to win a major in 2026. You can get 6-1. You go to Ladbrokes' site and you got Tommy Fleetwood 1+ majors. So to win one or more majors, 6-1. I think 6-1 is more than fair because he's clearly at his peak, and I can see him contending in all four. You know, he's finished third at Augusta. He was third at Augusta in the 2024 Masters, so he can handle Augusta. He wouldn't be at all surprised to see him in the mix for the green jacket. He's proven at the USPGA venue. You know, we mentioned Xander Schauffele's form at Aronimink. We should also mention Tommy Fleetwood carded back-to-back rounds of 62 at Aronimink in that 2018 BMW. He finished eighth in that. So first two majors, course proven. US Open, we've already discussed. We fancy him to win the US Open. Course proven, event proven. You know, the US Open is quite a unique event. Fleetwood's shown he loves it. And then you mentioned the Open Championship. You know, the Open Championship is in Southport. Royal Birkdale is in Southport. Fleetwood's a Southport man, grew up in Southport. Yeah. And I think he's ready for a home gig. Like, I remember being at Royal Birkdale in 2017. Was it 2017? Yeah, 2017 Open. I was there. And the fanfare following Fleetwood then is very intense. You know, every time he just walking down the fairway, come on, Tommy! Go on, Tommy, lad! You know, very poor Scouse accent. But like, massive amounts of Tommy lads. And I felt sorry for him because it was so massively intense for a young man who, but at that stage of his career, had only won 3 DP World Tour titles.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty inexperienced, but and he finished 27th that week. He didn't disgrace himself. He finished 27th as a borderline center of attention. There was a lot of love for Tommy Fleetwood, but yeah, that can be a burden when you're not ready for it. But now
he's a big dog.
oh, he's a big dog, and he'll go there, you know, believing in himself and he'll welcome the extra attention and, you know, the big fanfare following him. Everybody, I think he's ready to handle that pressure, and I think he's a contender. Yeah, obviously we're going for Rory McIlroy to win that, but Fleetwood, you know, since that 2017 Royal Birkdale Open, he's gone on to finish runner-up in the 2019 Open. Do you remember that one, Royal Port Rush? So if Shane Lowry hadn't played out of his skin in the 2019 Open, Tommy Fleetwood might have won the 2019 Open. Tommy Fleetwood played really well in that. Obviously, probably, you know, maybe the best links golfer on the planet. Yeah, certainly one of them. Yeah, Shane Lowry might have a word with him there. Yeah, Shane Lowry, Tommy Fleetwood, two of the best links players in the world. The point is, yeah, you put Fleetwood in any Open, he's a massive runner. You put him at Royal Birkdale, which he knows like the back of his hand. I mean, yeah, he's got very big hands. He can get Royal Birkdale on the back of his hand. I think he's a huge runner for that. You talk about going into the 2017 Birkdale Open with only three DP World Tour wins to his name. Now he's got eight DP World Tour wins and is a colossus of the game.
And £1 billion in the bank as well with that big check swagger.
Oh, yeah. He's got all the money in the world, isn't he? So, yeah. I think Fleetwood wins a major this year, and it's going to be absolutely joyous, isn't it? Because, we've discussed this many times on podcasts. We prefer back in the nasty guys, Mr. Nasties, but Mr. Nice Guys can win, and it'd be great. It's great to see a Mr. Nice Guy win. Winning the Open would be fantastic. But yeah, winning the US Open is the one we really want. But yeah, if you just want to back Fleetwood to win a major at 6-1, I think you've got a fair bet.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, so you get four bites of the cherry there at 6-1. So there you go. Steve has done the hard yards for you and found the special bet of 2026, Tommy Fleetwood, to win a major. Right, that about wraps it up, Steve. Do you want to give us a reminder of the Majors ACCA and what it pays?
Yeah, the Majors ACCA, Scotty Scheffler to win the Masters, Xander Schauffele to win the USPGA, Tommy Fleetwood to win the US Open, Rory McIlroy to win the Open. It'll pay almost 20,000 to one.
Love
which
that.
Will keep the wall from the door. So yeah, you don't need much on. And then obviously the each way returns are great. So yeah, get as many places as you can. Don't bust the maximum payouts. You know, don't go bananas and have a big bell.
You can have too much on. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, just be sensible on that one. And I think we've got two legs into the Majors ACCA before, but we haven't nailed it. And as a little reminder, we can't have the same player twice. If you're thinking of diverting.
No, the bookmakers obviously will do those specials. Like I walked into McIlroy winning all four last year at massive prices. I might have a bit of shrapnel on that again just for a bit of fun. you'll have to seek out the special, right?
Yeah, I think McIlroy play well in all the majors as well. I wouldn't put you off that one. He's got some scores to settle with Shinnecock Hills. I think we've got the best possible ACCA. Obviously, you could mix it up and have a few of them. You'd have a few different ones if you fancy it, but I've only done one.
Okay, right. We will be back next week, Steve. Will we have golf to actually preview? Does it all kick off next week?
Yeah, we do. We have the first DP World Tour event, the Dubai Invitational. You remember Tommy Fleetwood won that in a little duel with Rory McIlroy last time. So, yeah, Dubai Invitational starts a week on Thursday. And then the PGA Tour event is the Sony Open, which starts on the same day, a week on Thursday. Yeah, we're in Hawaii. And normally this week we would be in Hawaii. We'd be previewing the Century Tournament of Champions. And it's a crying shame because the Century Tournament of Champions couldn't go ahead because Kapalua, there's been a drought in Kapalua and the course conditions are unplayable. And they couldn't find a suitable alternative venue for the Century Tournament of Champions. So that tournament has been abandoned. So drought conditions in Hawaii, freezing cold conditions in England. It's hard to know whether global warming actually exists, isn't it, Dave? Because the guys in Hawaii will tell you it does exist. The guys in Weymouth will tell you it definitely doesn't exist.
Well, we wish them well. I'll tell you what, though, there's not been a drought of winners here in recent weeks on the Sweet Spot. So hopefully next week we'll kick off 2026 with a whole hatful of winners as well. You out there, do remember to enjoy the golf, gamble responsibly, and see you next time.